today. Exclude me from the hospice for the month and a day.
Well, I just arrived myself, and everyone's looking at me now. It's just to raise awareness about homelessness, I think, as far as I know. But I don't know why you're asking me. I feel self-conscious now. I don't actually know what the demands are. I just turned up myself, but I came to see if there was anything I could bring, like blankets or food or anything. I just live around the corner, and I just came from work. It's what time is it now? It's about 11 o'clock at night, and there's a video showing projector. It's great. It's very well organised. It's good.
How many do you reckon are here?
Well, about 40 maybe. There's about 25 people lying. Yeah, they've got red carpet under them and red carpet over them, and they're lying along in front of the Dáil at the Kildare Street entrance of Leinster House. And some of them look comfortable, they're sleeping bags, some of them are asleep, other people are chatting, and there's a few people standing around. I think it's kind of a mix of homeless people and people who aren't homeless as well here. Yeah, this is a good scene, it's a good atmosphere.
Tonight, about we're raising awareness about homelessness. Look us all now. And say you wouldn't see this in a pub, all the atmosphere here. I'll be honest with you.
We're all watching.
We've great spirit here now. But it's for raising awareness about homelessness, because no one in that place there will listen to anybody. They won't help anybody. Just raising the awareness. There's no one out there. There's no backbone. There's no one that will stand up for anybody. No one will stand up and back us up here.
We'll give you an interview. The issue is the state is leaving us homeless. We've been left on the streets to die. And apparently nobody in society is doing anything whatsoever to resolve the solution of homeless people dying on the streets and being left with no home. Personally speaking, I have a university diploma behind me with the Open University. I want the right to have a hall door key, and I want every other human being to have that right. To have the hall door key.
And what do you reckon of Simon and DePaul and whatever?
I reckon they claim to represent homeless people, especially Dublin and Simon, but I don't think they actually do, because I think there's a lot with Dublin and Simon. There's a lot of wage pack involvement, and like it's easy to claim to represent someone, but if you're getting wages to represent someone, I think the wages gets in the way of the real issues.
What do you think are the real issues?
I think the real issues is that there's high-rise apartments going up and there's no social housing going up for ordinary people.
Do you think there's a problem as well with alcohol and drugs and stuff?
Alcohol and drugs and stuff, I think people need to take something to dim their brain, but I also believe that if they were given a proper chance, they might be able to get themselves off these addictions and so on.
There's people on the streets, don't touch a drop of drink, don't touch a drug, and they're on the streets and there's nothing else for them to do. Nowhere to stay, no bed, it gets them down, and that's all you have end up with.
And you need something to dim the pain. It's only a painkiller to dim the brain.
How are you meant to live? You have to pay into the big hostels.
And
there's crime in the streets. If you have people, homeless people have places to live, they wouldn't be out stealing. And it's a bad thing to say that people. We have to.
Genuinely speaking, I believe Bertie Ahern and Mary Ahern had to sleep in a sleeping bag last night. I heard they had to sleep somewhere. But did they really have to sleep somewhere? That's the question. Like, it always seems to be the ordinary people, working class areas, who are left in this situation. Personally speaking, I know JP McMahon has stuck an advertisement in last year's paper, no asking the date or whatever, to say he was building a £20 million extension onto his home. He will probably stick a dog in it and call it a kennel, but he won't stick a human being in it and call it a home.
Oh, no. Isn't it strange with all the construction industry going on all around us that there isn't more given to housing?
Like, they say affordable housing, but like, us people can't afford even that affordable housing. I think the last social housing that went up was about 10-15 years ago. I don't think there's been anything since.
It's difficult to get anyway.
Yeah. It's very difficult, especially if you're a single man. As I say earlier on in the interview, I'm a person with a university diploma. My name is Anthony Mario Kelly. This can be proven through faulty. They're only foiling and faulting me diploma and so on. I want the chance to get a degree where I can help these people as well. I'm not going to turn me back on these people just because I'm at the rise and rung above the ladder. Like, but see where we're standing in front of now. Snake House, all Aiden. I actually think that the politicians don't give two dams about us.
What's your experiences with people like rent allowance officers and officers of the state?
It's very hard to get the rent allowance off them. I've had two opportunities, genuine two opportunities in the last 6 months where I could have had a flat, where I could have got a little bit of stability in my life, but they didn't want to give me that stability. The rent allowance officer said, no, can't give you rent for this, can't give you rent for it. Just didn't want to give the rent.
You have to be really, really.
Now, I have an experience saying, now, my girlfriend here, I'm not going to say her name, and she's not going to talk herself, but we went for a rent allowance, we went down the country, came back, and the landlord, our previous landlord from 2 years ago, landlady, kept the rent allowance. We went down to get our rent, the deposit, and it's our fault. We can't get a place. We're on the streets now. So the landlady has us homeless. Yes, he has 2, 3, 4 houses. He's driving a big Mercedes, and we're homeless because of that lady.
Indeed.
Now, and it's going on everywhere.
May I actually say how I became homeless myself?
Yeah.
This can be verified. I'm originally from PS3. I lost a mother in 1990. I lost a father in 92. We're in a short space with each other. I'd done a 6 month sentence at that time for drunk disorderly, and while I was inside to stay repossessed my family home. They took that family home away from me. I believe what the state actually did at that time was actually illegal. I didn't find it out for years later till I started studying and started putting my head down to study. But I believe what they actually did was actually illegal. But them being the state didn't get away with it. I'm on disability because I smashed my ankle a couple of years back. I'm actually on disability, but like, I believe other people at homeless that's on the dole, I've been told, get a job, do this, do that, the other. Now, it's very hard if you're going to sleep on cold concrete in a sleeping bag. It's very hard to get up the next morning and motivate yourself to get that job.
The blood going. And there's only for these places like Fulcher. The likes of these places, we wouldn't live, we wouldn't survive for the cup of tea in the morning, a bit of breakfast. We wouldn't survive only for people like that. And that's only a small percentage of what we need. We need...
Who are Fulcher?
Fulcher are a group down there. You go down at 7:15 in the morning.
Key. Homeless agency in Merchants Key.
Yeah, a bit of
probably one of the genuine homeless agencies.
There's people in there that have been through that.
In the city.
Yeah. They've been through it all down there themselves, the volunteers.
Yeah.
So to go down 7:15, get your beer of breakfast. They close for an hour. Go back.
Can I just say, the likes of yourself be lost only for the likes of... They stick together.
We all stick together. There's no point of being talking behind each other's back.
My name is Paddy Ryan Lee, and I'm not long after coming out after serving a 10-year sentence. And the way I feel, that the only bed that I'll ever get is to go back to Mountjoy again. Because I think it's a total disgrace that they can sweep the dirt under the carpet for their own coin, regarding Liam Lawler and Ray Bourke and all these people, you know what I mean? And yet they look down on us as we're some piece of dirt. I remember Bertie Ahern coming into St. Joseph's Mansions with Tony Gregory before he was even elected Taoiseach. And he was going around and asking the people how did he feel about the facilities that they were living in. We actually had to bring hoses through our windows onto the balcony to have a wash. And I had to show them this still and there when they did close down the building. It's being revamped. All the complexes has been given to the foreign people that's coming into this country. I honestly really can't believe what's happening in this day and age, man. Looking at people dying from drug addiction and things like that. Our own people, or also the good people of Sean McDermott Street, and regarding those, man, there's a whole generation of those people have been wiped out due to drugs and homelessness and things like that. And I think that Bertie Ahern and the rest of his cabinet want to get their finger out, yet he can give these other people their homes and they can't look after their own kind. Thank you very much.
But isn't it... Isn't it great the way the politicians blame the homeless saying on drugs? But yet when heroin came into, and we personally speaking never went near heroin, I'm an alcoholic. But when heroin came into Dublin in the 80s, it was all right once it stayed in working class areas, but once it started moving out to Fox Rock and Castleknock, It seemed to be a social problem then. Once it moved out to their areas, when it stayed in the one class areas, they didn't give two dimes about the people that was dying to it. And now they're saying it's people's own fault for being on the heroin. They could have stopped the heroin epidemic breaking out in the 1980s.
That's what they were looking for, that vote at the time.
Like, they didn't. It was only when it moved out to the middle class areas that it became a social problem.
In a place that the people that got the blame for that was just, it wasn't right. I was never on drugs until myself, a later age stage in life, over all this, not getting a chance, all that, but not about just the one.
Well, I'll say something now. I've never been racist until this day and age. Never. Because I've been in the council, I've been everywhere, and you see the coloured people, and I've never been racist until now. And I'm not proud to say that. But you see, the likes of them coming out of this country, and they get first preference of houses, everything, and I don't think it's fair. But say, we're here tonight, and look at it. Spirits are high. And we keep doing it, we'll have to keep doing it. Someone has to listen at some time.
You're looking for equality.
Equality? Equalness. Like, we're equal. Like, what's the difference to someone driving a Merc that the bank owns to us walking the streets? There's people driving by here in a Merc and the banks own. They don't even own them. And we're here. So what? There's no difference, really. We're all human. At the end of the day, we're all human.
What do you think of Simon and DePaul and other communities that...
We'd be lost without them, put it that way. But that's only a fraction.
They're fabulous people.
No offence to you, brother. You're an homeless person, but don't trust Dublin Simon. Please do not.
Oh, no,
please,
but they're a fraction. There's a fraction.
Please do not trust Dublin.
I don't know. He said St. Vincent and DePaul.
I think
they're good people now, to be honest with you.
It's a fraction of what
because
we need,
you
Robert.
Can't shoot them down, man. So. They're coming out with soup and sandwiches and things like that, man.
We leave it there, Rob, right?
There's a lot of people talking about Dublin Simon. This is genuine. In Dublin Simon detox... If you detox all alcohol, the policy was at one time, if you'd done it 3 weeks, they got you somewhere to live. Now it's after doing the 3 weeks detox, it's got back onto the streets again. And this can be checked out and it can be verified. It's got back onto the streets again. Now what's the sense in doing a detox of alcohol if you're going to be told there's the streets at the end of it?
At this day and age, they're trying to house nearly every one of them old timers, but they won't leave us. Here. Am I right? They're trying to help all of you, Mario, now to try and shut us all up because you're all old time, which is no score, but they won't leave us and let us stand alone. So
does methadone work?
No.
Why doesn't it work? What happens?
Because it's 10 times worse than heroin.
It's only going to get worse. How is it going to get better if no one helps us? It's only going to get worse.
And I'd never...
My uncle is on the streets in 10 years' time. They don't care in that building. They don't care in that building.
And how does the dole and the fast and getting that, how is that operated? Do they always come heavy on you as well?
They do. They look down, they swear they'll come out of their back pocket.
That chap told you there is the truth.
Yeah. And he's been around a long time than we have.
And the renter?
It was all the likes of him and Patrick there.
We've never been racist till lately.
Never.
What about the rent allowance? Is it difficult to get rent allowance as well?
It is now because my landlady took me rent deposit because she knew I was moving down the country. I wouldn't be looking for another one back here. Only till I can back 2.5 years later.
People do get it, like 3 or 4 times, and I think it's disgraceful. Okay. And it's all down to this building. Okay. Right, Rob, thank you for interviewing.
Thanks
for listening to us. Okay, thank you.
Excuse me. Back in there and tell you everything.
Say one last thing. I'd like to thank Near FM, and I'd like to thank its listeners for listening. But something has to be done about leaving people dying on the streets. See, I think there's a filthy, corrupt system that doesn't care about people. It cares more about profit than it does about people.
The what? The Toronto. I don't know, Mario. You want to have a word with that, with it? Senator, you can talk from one to him another. You don't have another, Mario.
Oh no, it's not exactly immediate. Like, there is no immediate solution, as we know. But what we do need is all these policies in the homeless services are being made by people that aren't on the ground. Probably a lot of them haven't seen what a homeless service user really is. They haven't seen the poverty, haven't seen the distress. Then, you know, we need service user involvement in these policies. Also, I remember hearing earlier that you were talking about addiction and alcoholism. Well, addiction and alcoholism is in the services, yes, but is it society's answer to these social problems to make people that have alcohol and addiction problems homeless? You know, sometimes people get the spin on this, they go back onto the stereotype, and they do not realise that these problems exist. There's more people on drugs and on drink that are not homeless. You check Temple Bar out on a Saturday night. Do you know what I mean? Just because these people's lives, they've had problems, they've had terrible problems, they've reacted badly, it's sent their lives off the rails, and they do not need to be punished and demonised forever.
Yeah, Mark Rahan from Street Scene. Next Monday, October the 3rd, there's an emergency motion going before Dublin City Council calling on the government to hand over the vacant old UCD veterinary facility in Ballsbridge. We want it to be handed over to Dublin City Council for the express and explicit purposes of housing homeless people. So we're calling to have a picket next Monday at 6:30 outside City Hall, where the meeting is taking place.